Hello and welcome to episode 221 of Sprinkles and Geek. I'm Pat.
And I'm Aaron.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we're going to bring you our review-ish of Rumble in Cell Block 99.
I will own up to something. One, I am tipsy. Two, I did not watch the movie, so I'm a douchebag.
Yeah. So I'll bring you my review. And then we actually have at least one nerd news topic to talk about.
Yay!
yeah, alright, so this week's streaming review was brought to you by me, and it was on Netflix.
Blanket, by the way.
You're killing me.
It was
Rumble in Cell Block 99. Vince Vaughn is a drug runner, and a deal goes south, and he kills two guys that didn't want to be part of the drug running with, who were part of like the Mexican cartel. So he gets sent to jail, and he thinks it's only going to be for like 4 or 5 years, but he gets sent for 7 years. His wife's about to have a kid, so he's pissed off about that. And while he's in jail, one of the associates to the Mexican drug cartel, who's the doctor from Human Centipede, is like,
yay! It's always a good thing.
He's like, hey, you owe us $3.5 million of merchandise. So if you don't pay it, which obviously you probably don't have three, he's like, so we will wipe this debt clean if you kill this guy who's in Cell Block 99. If you don't, we have a Korean doctor who can work miracles with unborn fetuses to where he can remove the limbs, yet the fetus still lives.
And fuck?
Yeah, he's like, and we will mail you the parts that we remove.
Of his unborn child.
Of the unborn child.
I'm guessing, please tell me this is the, I don't know why I'm saying please, but tell me this is the doctor from...
Yes, but he's not the doctor. The doctor's a Korean doctor, so he's obviously...
Totally Asian. Different.
Yeah. So he's like, all right, well,
fuck,
where's this dude? And he's like, well, he's in Cell Block 99, which is a completely different, he's in a different prison in Cell Block 99. He's in minimum security, like walk in the park prison. The other dude's in maximum security, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay. So he basically assaults one of the cops and assaults like three more of them. So they were take him and move him over to the maximum security prison. While he's at the maximum security prison, I'm trying to remember exactly how he got up to Cell Block 99. He assaulted somebody. He assaulted more prison guards. So they moved him up to 99. I think... I'm trying to remember exactly, but I think he might have killed somebody to get to Cell Block 99.
But that doesn't make sense because Cell Block 99 has people that are on like easy streets. So I would
no, Cell Block 99 is the worst of the worst. The
Chumbos. Oh, but he's in the...
He's in maximum security, but like Cell Block 66 or whatever.
Okay.
And then so they move him up to 99 where he's asking for...
I'm playing the part of the audience today, yes. By the way. Just want you to know.
Where he's asking for this dude he's supposed to kill, something bridge, and they're like, there's nobody here by that name. He gets taken into an office, and the Mexican drug cartel guy is in there. So he's in Cell Block 99, but he's in, like, a penthouse suite. Like, he has a cell phone, he's got pool tables and stuff, but so he's in jail. He was arrested, but because he's so powerful and rich, he was able to have his own place. And the reasoning behind Vince Vaughn being in Cell Block 99 is because he will be there for basically the rest of his life. And so a couple of his cronies, like, you know, beat the snot out of Vince Vaughn, blah, 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 blah. He figures out that, like, oh, hey, there's nobody here by that name. And, like, I'm going to get butt-fucked for the rest of my life by these dudes.
This is my torture, isn't it?
Yeah, like, they wanted me here. This is how they're going to repay. Oh, and they're probably still going to kill my wife and my unborn child. So he kind of goes batshit crazy.
Naturally.
And... takes out a few people, finally gets to the drug lord dude, was able to take him out, get his wife released, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end gets murdered.
So, I didn't see it.
Right.
You obviously did.
Right.
You like Vince Vaughn.
Love Vince Vaughn.
Was this a good demonstration of Vince Vaughn at his okay or best?
This is probably at his okay.
Okay. Not worse, but obviously.
So, I don't know if this is because we watch, I mean, probably 100 movies a year. Close to. Or we have different standards because we're watching a lot of movies now. We're becoming critics as opposed to fans.
Okay.
I know Bugs is... He put a big... His review on this on our page, and he kind of echoes a lot of things I have to say. He hated it. I didn't hate it.
Thank you, Bugs.
Yeah, it was super awesome. Like, I love the feedback, and, like... He gave his daddy's home, so he can't complain too much. But...
He likes to torture us, it's okay.
I don't know if editors are just really bad at their jobs lately, or people are afraid to step on people's toes or whatever, but this is one of those movies where you're like, you could have edited and done a few things here, and it could have been fantastic, as opposed to like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we felt the same way with Bright, we felt the same way with, I mean, Last Jedi needed a different editor. Like, we're seeing a lot of Suicide Squad.
Yeah. See a lot of places that are, they're victims of bad editing or lack of editing.
Yes, or too much editing or not enough editing or just...
It's the idea that we talked about back... I know in past episodes we talked about director's cuts.
Yeah.
Where we like director's cuts to a certain extent, but it's usually because we've seen a good cut of the movie and we want to see more. But it's because we've seen the good cut of movie, we can see those director cuts in a better light. But if you're given the director's cuts right away, it's doing a disservice to the media or like the movie you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like this one's kind of another one of those cases, which sucks.
It's not horrible.
No, but
it's just like it. I feel that they spent, because they have Don Johnson in this, they have Jennifer Carpenter, who's not an A-list actress, but she's been around. There's the dude from Human Centipede, there's Vince Vaughn, and there's... I feel there's one more actor, and I could be wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just those four. But, like, I feel they spent a lot of the money that they had in this budget on the actors.
Yeah.
And not enough on, like, they were on a time crunch and they could only do so much with what they had. Because I feel there's a fun movie there of, like, there's a dude who knows that he's gonna die, but he needs to somehow affect the outside world while in prison before he dies and save his family. Like, there was a good story there. It just... It needed a fresh set of eyes, a different... Like, I don't know if it's just so many movies are kind of jumbling together at this point in our illustrious career that I feel we're getting shortchanged on a lot of movies lately.
And we talked about this last week when we talked about Bright. There's a lot of movies that we watch that are sometimes... You have streaming standards and you have theatrical standards. And the idea we talked about Bright is that as a theatrical movie, we would have been very disappointed. But as a streaming movie, we're like, okay.
Right.
And so my question to you is that as a streaming movie, how was this movie?
I think I would have liked it better if Vince Vaughn was John Thomas and Don Johnson was Steve Johnson.
Yeah.
Just random dudes.
Rather than big name actors.
Rather than people that you know. Because then you're like, all right, well, it's an independent movie and it's some dude who had an 8mm camera and was... Because, like, Cellblock 99 is hidden behind, like, a Harry Potter closet. Like, there's a movable bookshelf. And it's kind of a cool idea of, like, this place is... We're the unforgotten. Like, they don't care about you... But it just...
But it's almost like it's harder to separate yourself from... Because of the fact that they're big name actors, it's hard to separate yourself
from that. Expecting a non... And they've done it with independent films, where independent films aren't really independent anymore, you know? And so I expect James Cameron.
Yeah.
I expect you to raise the bar. Speaking of South Park.
That was a good one.
I knew I had to explain it to you. You just kind of looked at me like, all right.
No, I was like, being South Park. But actually, my first thought was Abyss. And I'm like, fuck, I love that movie.
That director's kind of makes sense. But like, this is one of those, it's not a horrible movie. Yeah. Bugs hated it, but he also, it seems like he works in prisons. So he has a different...
Which might make more sense.
But
It sounds... I'm trying to figure out a movie that reminds me of that, where it took the world and did a lot of random shit with it. I've seen a couple of them different things. Like, when we saw Snowpiercer. Like, Snowpiercer was like, I can see the concept.
But everybody loved Snowpiercer, and we were like...
But again, okay. Part of it was like, maybe I might have liked this better if it didn't have big name actors.
Maybe,
but it's hard to tell, like, how much of a movie you drive to see an actor versus actually seeing them. Like, this one, I'm like, I don't like Vince Vaughn nearly as much as you do. So I wasn't as driven to go see it.
Obviously, because you didn't see it at all.
It makes me less likely wanting to see it because I feel like it's going to do another movie that does disservice to... my perception of him, I guess, if that makes sense. Sounds like it might do cool stuff, but it doesn't do enough.
No, it was a really cool concept. It didn't stick the landing.
Would you recommend it to anybody? I mean, I kind of guess, but I would want to make sure.
I guess? Like, I'm not going to recommend it, but I'm not going to... If somebody's like, I'm going to watch it, I'll be like, oh, it's horrible. I'll be like, all right, let me know what you think type of thing. It left me disappointed. So I'd probably give it a thumbs down.
Okay.
But it's not horrendous. It's just kind of like, okay, you had something here, and it's slow, but it's a good slow build.
Yeah.
And then the last like 45 minutes, once it gets to River Tree Red, the maximum security prison, like it goes pretty quickly, and it doesn't, like, it leaves you to figure out that Tony Bridge or whatever the guy who's looking for, it leaves you to figure out that he's not there and that he's been fucked over.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, like, you figure that out with Vince Vaughn. So if you don't figure that out on your own, you're kind of going to be like, well, why didn't he keep looking for whoever?
Like, it
gonna say thumbs down, but it's not horrible.
Like, part of me was thinking that if you had a really good review or even an okay review, I was gonna go back and watch it.
Right.
Like,
I mean, if you have extra 2 hours this week after watching our stream review, if you actually watch it this week,
I will.
Then go for it, I guess. But don't go out of your way to watch it.
Okay.
Alright, so this week's stream review was brought to us by our buddy Mando. He wants us to watch Discovering Bigfoot on Netflix. It's a documentary.
Like, no, don't do it. Like, oh, that makes sense.
Like, I need Loch Ness to be real. I need Bigfoot to be real. Like, I want these things to be real. But I'm rational enough to be like, 99% not.
Well, I mean, I think about Loch Ness, thinking about Big Man. God damn it. God, I was trying to figure out what that was from, and I was like, oh, Shaun of the Dead. He goes up. But, I used to watch Sightings back in the day, and anything like that. Like,
I remember Sightings. It came on after Unsolved Mysteries. I
fucking loved it. Anything like that shit was just, like, it was just crack for me as a kid, because I thought it was cool. So I'm like, I'm all for it, because the idea of it existing, not existing, I think is ridiculous, but awesome. Like, the rational me is like, no.
Right.
But everything else is like, yeah.
But like, three or four times a year, they'll be like, we discovered a new species that we didn't know existed on this planet. And it wasn't, and you're like, what? That means Bigfoot could be out there.
Mm-hmm.
Type of thing. And just like, I mean, I think I was 8 when they found a coelacanth, the extinct fish that had been extinct for millions of years. And they're all like, huh, here's a dinosaur. Just
so what you're saying is
hanging out. Yeah, it's like
Loch Ness is real.
So they're telling me there's a chance type of thing.
it's a really good like segment.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm always fascinated by these things, so I'll totally watch it. As always, if you have anything you want us...
What service is it on?
Netflix.
Netflix, okay.
If you have anything you want us to watch on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, or HBO Go, let us know at bathammer@gmail.com, bathammer on Twitter, SpriggandZeeky on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at Tara Skippy.
I'm at Craig Kalos, and make sure to like us, love us, and share us. We're on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, and Podbean, because I like that service so much better. I'm like a scorned lover of Stitcher at this point. It's okay. I'm all but, like, you know, switched completely over and then uninstalled it because I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Wow.
Plus, Podbean works better. And it doesn't have ads. I like how we roll. I'm like, what's up there?
Well, I don't know. I can hear the light. I don't know if you can.
No.
Oh, must be nice.
You got, like, superpowers. I'm so sorry.
I am sober. That's my superpower right now.
Yeah, I am definitely not. They had a 120-minute IPA from Dogfish Head on tap at one of our local tap houses, and that shit fucks me up. To put it in perspective, do you remember when we had TK's divorce party?
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up with a pocket pussy in my hand, my pocket? I drank 150 or 120 minute IPA. I opened a bottle and was like, hey, we can share. And he's like, he took a sip. He's like, I'm done. And I'm like, I'll finish it. And I did. He might have drank more than a sip, but I drank most of it. Yeah. I drank an entire pint of it. I'm so glad to drive. Should have probably got an Uber back. But yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to get to that. All right. So, nerd news. Not much has happened that we really care about. But yeah. Starz is working on a TV series based on one of our favorite movies. Take a guess.
Sci-fi?
Take a guess. No.
Fantasy.
No.
Fantasy?
I said no.
I said sci-fi. Fantasy.
And you said fantasy.
Fuck, I'm lost. I don't know what.
Action. There, I'll give you that.
Die Hard?
No. Pretty close.
Expendables?
No. John Wick. Based around...
What the fuck?
So, not based around John Wick, but it's...
The world that he lives in?
Gonna be based around the world that he lives in.
Like the Assassin Society.
The Continental.
Huh.
So, the dudes that, you know, basically... What I want... I kind of want this to be a Creature of the Week... Where you have different bounty hunters or John Wicks and they have to go out and kill these people. But what I need is I need them to kill characters that we care about too.
Yeah.
So it can't be always the good guy winning. And I think...
Like people failing on their bounties.
Yes. And people, I mean, and people the good guy getting killed. Yeah. And they send somebody else out and he gets killed. Like, I need there to be dread. And that's, I think that's one of the reasons, that's probably the main reason that I'm... kind of burnt out on superhero movies is because
they never lose.
So we're seeing the same movies over and over and over again, and even with, I mean, in Star Wars we've had none of the major characters have died.
I'm giving you a look because it's locking me right now because I agree with you.
And so like good storytelling is you have to have
consequences
defeat. and so I would be interested in a semi-creature of the week type of thing.
Well, I can see it as almost... Because, like, part of me thinks is it'd be a great way to not build the heroes.
Sorry.
Not to build the heroes, but to build the villains. Is the idea is that you have... Like, are you like, oh, this is Scott McGondy. Let's just say that. He's right. Really good. He's like, you know, he's an Irish, like, you know, Buddhist. Great, cool, whatever. He's really got his own thing. He's like super badass, and he's your first hero, kind of essentially person you follow along. You're like, oh, it's great. And then he goes after, like, you know, badass McGee, whatever, or something like that. And you're like, okay, cool. And you're like, he got this. And then he dies. And
right.
You're like, fuck. And you built him up. And the next episode, you're like, oh shit, this is his partner or something like that, and you do whatever it is, you carry on that, and he dies. And you're like, holy shit, this guy's a badass.
And then so the badass McGee becomes the villain in John Wick 3.
Or something like, yeah, or like you essentially have like people, you're building up the villain and saying like the reason why, and you kind of come to love the villain, even though you're supposed to be rooting for the good guys, you end up rooting for the bad guy. Like, I think that'd be a cool
like
concept.
Ramsey Bolton. Like,
yeah.
Ramsey was fucking trash, but
terrible.
He was
but you're like,
an amazing character.
He was unabashedly himself.
Yeah, it, you hated him. When was the last villain you hated?
Yeah, and so that's the thing. It's like, I want to hate a villain so much I love them.
I want to feel dread from a villain.
Yeah. Like
as opposed to like, well, this guy's going to lose.
And the best way to do that is if you did a sequential, if you did a, you know, a series, a weekly series or monthly series, whatever, you have a hero you build up and then you tear them down.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially the way you build up the villain is through the defeats of his heroes that he comes at his feet, essentially. Like, look how awesome this guy is. Look at all this stuff like that. This guy kills him. And so on and so forth. That'd be awesome. I'm curious. I will hold my hopes out on anything because I like John Wick. But as a series, I'm not sure, especially
right.
the continental part is high concept.
There's a lot you could do there.
But there's a lot you can fuck up.
Yes.
And I think that's a part is when we talk about TV series, we're talking about movies. When there's a lot to fuck up, you hold your cards close to your chest because you don't want to get too invested. I'm curious. Stars needs a hit. Because they have Black Sails rolling up and they have Power right now and a few others as well, but they need another big hit because the last one I think they had, I don't know how much of a hit it was American Gods. I didn't like it.
Is that done?
The first season's done.
Huh.
But
I thought it was like 3 years ago that was on though.
American Gods?
Yeah.
No, it was just last year.
Wow.
Maybe 2016 possibly, but again, it's one of those, they need another good thing, so I imagine they're going to be investing pretty heavily in it, which gives me more hope, if that makes sense.
No, it does.
It's like with like Westworld, like I'm hoping season 2 lives up in any way respective to season 1. Which you still need to see Westworld, don't you?
Yeah.
It's good.
There's so much that I need to see that it just...
Yeah. We talk about resolutions, man. Pick the stuff that's important.
I know, and... I mean, right now we're working out, like, I'm going through South Park, and we're doing Stranger Things. I think we're on episode 5 or 6 now at this point.
So, for both of those, are you having fun with South Park, and are you having fun with Stranger Things?
Yeah, both. Oh, yeah. I'm, like, I'm invested in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And South Park, I'm just like...
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Every fart power, man. Every fart power.
Well, I meant the TV show.
Oh.
South Park, the TV show.
Oh, okay.
Not the game. I haven't played the game as much as I would like to. It's just been a really busy week.
No.
But that's okay. All right. So we're going to get to... Do you have anything you want to add before we...
No, that's all I have, man. I've been playing through... I think I'm almost done with Frozen... Or with Horizon. And I kind of want to get the DLC. Have you played the DLC
at all? I haven't. I need to.
I love that game. That game is a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and
I told you, didn't I?
Yeah, and the fact that Jackie's really into it, too, is really encouraging. It's a lot of fun. The guy who was spraying our house was sitting there chatting with us a little bit. He's like, this looks really pretty. I'm like, it's so pretty. I got to that point where I'm like, money's not a thing anymore because I'm like, all right, cool. I just fast travel everywhere because I'm like, I got enough experience and everything. But I fucking love the game.
Yeah.
I did see Darkstowers. I would recommend it. If you like end of year stuff, I did see Greatest Showman, which I would recommend if you like musicals, but I will let you know that it's very Disney-fied when it comes to P.T. Barnum, because that guy was kind of a douche, which is putting it lightly.
I mean...
But the musical was really good, and it was really well done. But that's about all.
I know Sarah wants us to see it.
I think she'll like it because the presentation is done really well, the music is really fun, and it's a lot of... bass beats and stuff like that. Really good, like, really driving music and stuff like that. And the costumes were pretty awesome. I want Hugh Jackman's jacket so bad.
Hugh Jackman's jacket. Sure, sir.
Probably. I don't know if I'd look nearly as good as Hugh Jackman in it, but fucking A, dude.
Oh,
that jacket's
sexy.
Nobody
looks like him.
So. No. What about you? Anything else?
No. I mean, we just... Stranger Things we've been watching. We're watching South Park. And... dabbling into Will and Grace. Like maybe, so.
But we got to find a new series. We're almost done with Community, so we got to figure out what our next one is. We might be back in anime. We'll see. Because I don't know what else we'll end up doing.
Will and Grace?
Mm.
No, you did Friends.
We did God. Friends, and I'm like, I'm good for a little while.
On a comedy?
No, because we went to the Community, and Community's heavy, heavy comedy. But we're on the sixth season, which is weird because some of the people's contracts were up.
Isn't that when Chevy Chase was gone?
Chevy Chase was gone. A couple of the people are gone, and people left, and they were also on Yahoo, like when Yahoo had the series.
Yeah.
So it's strange. Like as Jackie put it, it feels like they're on their way out. You can feel that, but it's still not. It's still Community, so it's okay. I think I brought that up to her. I don't know if she's into that. I think that might be just
Scrubs
me.
Is great.
I love the first couple. I saw up to the first three seasons, and I really dug it.
I'm putting my vote in for Scrubs. All right, so we're going to get to this week's pod question, which was brought to you by Hammer.
I want to know the most disgusting thing you've seen through South Park. Could be the games, could be movies, could be TV shows, but had to be from South Park.
So Mando went with boobs being Mrs. Garrison's boobs being shown in the episode where Cartman freezes himself to go to the future, and the boobs like one is and the other one's like way down, and this is like
that was weird.
And they showed him like three times in that episode.
They were really proud of that. I'm like, you guys get away with so much shit.
Close second was Cartman shitting in the pan in the Warcraft episode.
I remember that. That wasn't that is far from the most disgusting thing. I just remember.
No, but he shits all over his. He's like, back to you! And he shits all over her face. She's like, oh.
Yeah, he's like, everyone, honey. And I'm like, ugh. What about you, sir?
So I can't remember the episode.
Okay.
But all I remember is they had to shit out of their mouths. And so they go to the bathroom, they're all like, and I'm like, oh god.
It's where they were eating up their acids because that it would
they absorb more nutrients or whatever.
Less calories and everything, and they literally shit out their mouths.
Yeah.
And it'd be like right, be like, so what I really think about them. And he basically it's pretty nasty.
All I can think of is just like tasting the
Second way through, still good.
All right, what about you, buddy?
Mine was Scott Tenorman. If you don't remember Scott
Tenorman, where does he eat?
He eats his own parents. Where Cartman literally feeds chili to Scott Tenorman, who is a bully to him, and he feeds him his own parents. A chili man of his own parents.
And then licks his tears and everything.
Yeah, and I'm just like, Jesus fucking Christ. I still remember that to the point where we were in San Diego Comic Con like 2 years ago now. You and I took that picture.
It was a bowl of chili and had like little fingers or whatever.
Because it's fucking terrible, man. That is horrendous.
Oh, it was
Michael. Maybe not the most like visually shocking, but more of like the mental like, oh, shit. Remember that part? Hey.
Sorry.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. I made him wait, so it's okay. So what do you have for question-wise?
This is so dumb. And we might have done it, but if we haven't, we're doing it again or whatever. Yeah. What actor would play you in a made-for-TV movie? So, you personally...
Made-for-TV, not for, like... Podcast. I mean, so I make the budget.
I mean, if you want to do a big budget movie, it doesn't matter who would play you in your life story. There, we'll make it a little easier. So
I have no answer for this.
I've got yours. You're gonna hate. So
fuck you.
If you want to send your suggestions to Bat and Hammer or your answers to batandhammer@gmail.com, Bat and Hammer on Twitter, Spriggins Geek on Facebook. You reach me on Matt Tars Skippy.
I'm Matt Crumb Kalis. As I said before, make sure to like us, love us, and share us, even when I'm tipsy. And I forget to watch the movie. We're on SoundCloud, we're on Stitcher, we're on iTunes, Podbean, anything like that. Please make sure to share the love and send us movies or questions because we'll ask them and answer them and we'll watch them even when we don't want to.
Like, this should tell you something. I mean, like, I watched Daddy's Home and I can't stand Will Ferrell.
Hey, Bugs, how's it going?
Yeah. So we'll watch the movie.
Will Ferrell watch the movie?
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 221 of Spriggins the Geek. So for Spriggins the Geek, I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
mean, I understand.
You look so like, cute. Every time I see you, like, lifting the blanket, it's so weird because I'm not used to seeing you in shorts. So it's so fucking weird. I'm like, hey, you're showing some serious, like, you know, knee action there.
Yeah, it's, yeah.